So this is our last year before Yontif, and I guess we resume. How does that work? In 2 weeks, is that it? 3 weeks? 2 weeks? Is it three?
3 weeks from today.
Yeah, 2 weeks
again. Ah, because of Mondays. Ah, that doesn't seem fair, does it? Okay. So, yeah. Okay, so we'll continue with Kiddushin then. What's that? Oh, I hear that. Yeah. The calendar. Yeah. Okay. So let's begin. Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to do this evening was to speak about a topic that's a little bit obscure, but I think is important. And I think has, you know, important broader implications for the holiday. And just to develop, you know, what I think is Shitas HaRambam, at least. So the, and we try to switch off, you know, different years to speak about Sipritzis Mitzrayim, Nyanei Chametz, Korban Pesach. This, I guess, is a Korban Pesach year. But has to do with the broader theme of the holiday itself. So the two most visible elements, obviously, in the holiday, even vie for how we describe the holiday, right? The Torah calls the holiday that we're about to, in a week that will begin, Chag HaMatzos, as everybody knows. We typically call it Chag HaPesach. There's a whole, you know, interesting literature. We've talked about that in past years as well. But of course, it's not a coincidence that these two names are bandied about, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPesach, because the two most visible symbols of the holiday are the Korban Pesach and clearly Matzah. And indeed, these are the two mitzvos that are standalone mitzvos d'oraisa. Bizman HaBayis, when there's a possibility of bringing Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. And we're told, al matzos umrorim yochluhu, but as we'll see, the Rambam is very strong about his view that only the Korban Pesach really, in that context, is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. It's a little bit peculiar. If we have a chance, well, not sure that we will, but to speak a little bit about the language of the Rambam, it's the last thing I put on the sheets, here on line... on page 5, line beginning from line 13 or 14, where the Rambam says, "Hamitzvah hanunva vishetivanu lechol keves haPesach leel chamishasar minisan bitnaav haniskarin," which I think sounds like a very innocuous phrase, but I think it's an important phrase. I'll explain why if I get a chance. "Behushi etzli," there has to be only in certain conditions, says the Rambam. It's got to be tzli, roasted, and not mavushal. "Sheyacha b'bayis echad." Sheyachel im matzah umarar v'hu amaro v'ochlus habasar balayla hazetz liyesh umatzos almarorim yochluhu. And then the Rambam says v'ula yiksha alay makshe v'yomar lama tamana achilas pesach matzah umar mitzvah achas. Why is this pasuk considered one mitzvah v'lo tamana osam gimel mitzvos? V'shati achilas matzah mitzvah v'achilas maror mitzvah v'achilas pesach mitzvah. So the Rambam, again, in Sefer HaMitzvos, is trying to accentuate that Korban Pesach is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, and in some respects, that is something singular about it, because in one pasuk it says, al-matzos umrorim yochluhu, and the Rambam is claiming that this is the only independent mitzvah. Of course, then he immediately qualifies it by saying, ashibenu, I'll give you the answer, but then he adds, amnam heyos achilas matzah mitzvah bifnei atzma, Emes. It is true that also Achilas Matzvah is an independent mitzvah, as we know. Kamosha Neva'er, that's another mitzvah Kufnun Ches in the Mitzvah Say of the Rambam. V'chein Achilas HaPesach Mitzvah Fnei Atzma, Emes, Kamosha Zacharnu, Aval HaMarar Hu Nigrar LaAchilas HaPesach Ve'ena Nimna Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, V'ray L'davar, and then he goes on, and I'll try to get back to this a little later. It's a very interesting Rambam because there are mixed signals in this Rambam. On the one hand, the facts are that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of matzah is an independent mitzvah, independent in the sense that even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, or there's no Korban Pesach, even Bizman Azeb, the eating of matzah on the night of Pesach, Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos, is an independent mitzvah d'oraisa. And then, of course, eating the Korban Pesach when possible, when there is, you know, a Mizbeach or a Beis HaMikdash, that's an independent mitzvah. But it sounds like he's also trying to say that Korban Pesach is more central or more independent even than matzah, and he's kind of begrudgingly admitting that matzah is also an independent mitzvah. And in some respect, that's true for the pasuk that he's quoting, which is, Al matzos umrorim yochluhu. And that pasuk, Korban Pesach, is the ikar. And not only maror is tafel, right, but it's an adjunct or an auxiliary a part of the mitzvah, but so is matzah. There's another pasuk that establishes separately, Barav Tochel Matzos, that matzah is independent. In any case, Korban Pesach is an independent mitzvah, as is matzah, but the point I'm trying to make is that the Rambam makes it sound like it's even, maybe only in this context, but it's even more central than matzah. Korban Pesach, obviously, is something which grabs center stage on this holiday. The Netziv, in his wonderful Perush on the Haggadah, throughout Meshefer, so he, this is a, like a motif of his throughout, that at the time of the Mikdash, you know, the emphasis, even in the Seder, was much more on Korban Pesach than on Matzah. Not everybody agrees, but that's his view. And that Bizmaneinu, we shifted that a little bit because there is no Korban Pesach. And even then, right, there are things that we do which seem inexplicable, which are carries over from the, you know, Korban Pesach days, or from the days when Korban Pesach was not only applicable but even dominant, the kittel and all sorts of other things. It's like a very, if you know the Netziv, right, the Netziv is a very consistent thinker, right? He gets a, you know, a theory, you know, he develops a theory, and then he follows through with it. Or maybe, you know, his theories are a result of a lot of cumulative evidence, at least from his point of view. It's hard to know which came first. Doesn't really matter. Probably a little bit of one and then, you know, a lot of the other. But the point is that this is like a major idea throughout the Netziv's Perush, also Ala Torah, but especially in his Perush on the Haggadah, that Korban Pesach is a very, very central... in relative to matzah, and that's also expressed with malazan. I think that's true. We'll get back to it. The relationship between Korban Pesach and matzah, as I say, is a complicated one, and it's not a mutually exclusive one. I say it's Chag HaMatzos, and our practice as a people is still to call it Chag HaPesach. Surely both of those are very, very significant, and we'll get back to it. Aside from these two very prominent elements, is also the maror, which is an adjunct. There are some Rishonim who think that maror is also a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, particularly in the time of the Mikdash, when there was a Mikdash and there was a Korban Pesach, then maror was an independent mitzvah. But certainly the Rambam, whose view is very dominant, as we just saw in Sefer Mitzvos, rejects that. The Rambam says that maror, unlike matzah, is never a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, certainly not bizman hazeh. That's what the Gemara says, right in the very end of Masechet Pesachim. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Chaf says, maror is always drabanan bizman hazeh, because there's no Korban Pesach. What's not clear is whether it's drabanan in the time of the Mikdash and in the context of actual eating of the Korban Pesach. That there's a debate about. And the Rambam takes a very strong stand on that question too, as we just saw in Sefer Mitzvos, where he says that maror is always a dependent. It's doraisa, but it's tafel leikar, even when you eat it with the Korban Pesach. He repeats this idea in Hilchos Korban Pesach. He repeats it twice in Hilchos Chametz, once in Perek Zayin And the other in Perek Ches, he talks about Mara being a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, which is not independent of a Korban Pesach. So there's Korban Pesach, has a very fascinating relationship with matzah, and then you have Mara where there's some debate, but clearly, relative to the others, you have this hierarchy. But there's also something else, perhaps, in the mix, and that is the Korban Chagigas Yadalad. And that is just a very elusive, but fascinating for its elusiveness, as well as in its own right, idea. There seems to be, there is, a korban that was brought, we'll see in a moment, every year with the Korban Pesach, only some years. We certainly paskin only some years, we'll explain in just a minute. That was called Chagigas Yudalid, the Korban Chagiga of the 14th day. And on the one hand, it is all over the place in the Seder, right? And we know about it, and it's referred to. And I say it's even projected in the central way symbolically. And at the same time, it's very mysterious and very elusive. Its status is very ambiguous. The source, what it accomplishes, is very mysterious. And really, what I'd like to show is that it's subject to a major, major debate between the Rambam and the Baalei Tosfos. And we need to understand, especially according to the Rambam, what this is. And I'm only going to speculate about it, but at least to establish, you know, why we're speculating about it. So let me just highlight what I mean about it being elusive and so on, and then we'll just discuss some of the evidence. I said on the one hand, it's very prominent, right? Anybody who has a Seder plate knows that we have on the Seder plate Shnei Tavshilin, right? Two cooked items. What's the source of that? So the source is the Mishnah in Psachim, Perek Arbei Psachim, which says, Heviu Lefanav, right? It's talking about the things that you, you know, how you organize a Seder, what should be in front of you. So at first the Mishnah says, Mazgulo Kos Rishon, right? You pour the wine, you mix the wine, you make Kiddush, and then we're told, Heviu Lefanav Metabel Bechazeres, Adshemagil Parperes Apas, then Heviu Lefanav Matzah, the Chazeres, the Charoses, Ushnei Tavshilin, and two cooked items, whatever that is. And then the Mishnah concludes, Ube Mikdash, Hayu Mevi'im Lefanav, Gupo Shel Pesach. And the Beis HaMikdash, the Seder that would take place in the Beis HaMikdash, they would bring the actual basar, the meat of the Korban Pesach. Okay. So what is this Shnei Tavshilin? So the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Omid Beis that the Shnei Tavshilin, the Gemara discusses what it can be, right? Dog, beitza, sha'alav, could be a fish and an egg. Rabbi Yossi says tzarch shnei minei basar, it has to be two types of basar. Echad zecher lepesach, the echad zecher lechagiga. That the two tavshilim, one is for the Pesach and the other is for the Chagiga. Just says, Zeicha l'Chagiga. Okay. And then they discuss what exactly it is. What is this Chagiga? So Rashi on the spot explains that Zeicha l'Chagiga, l'Chagigas arba asar. And the Rashbam also, Echad Zeicha l'Chagigas arba asar, Haba'a ima Pesach. There's something called a Chagigas Arba Asar, as opposed to a Chagigas, you know, Chamesh Asar, which is the one that was brought on the 15th day for the whole, every holiday, every Yom Tov requires a Korban Chagiga. Shavuos, Sukkos, right? Rosh Hashanah. So, it's a Chag, you bring Korban Chagiga. So, on Yom Tezvav, which is really Yom Tov, right, they brought a Korban Chagiga. But there's something called the Chagigas Yud Dalid, which was also brought with the Pesach. And what's fascinating about it is that it's prominent enough that it's you know, spoken of in the Mishnah as one of the things that should be on the Seder plate, on the Ka'ara. And the Rambam codifies this as well. If you look at the Rambam, what we have here on Perek Ches, Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam has this as well. This is on page 4, starting from either 8 or 9 or 10, right? Rambam describes the Seder. Sidur Asiyas Mitzvah Seder B'Lel Chamishasa Kachu. The order of the Mitzvah Sa'erev are the following. B'tchila Mozgin Kosa Kolecha B'yachad. It goes by the order of the Mishnah, right? First you pour the wine, and you mix the wine. U'mavarech Bo Pri Agafen V'omer Alev Kiddush Hayom. That's the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Yudalad Omed Alev. Right? Uzman V'shose. Achakach Mavarech Al Netilas Sadayim. Notil Yadav. According to the Rambam, you make a bracha of Netilas Sadayim. This Ashkenazim generally don't do that. We, right, wash our hands without a bracha, right? Mevim Shulchan Aruch, you bring a Shulchan Aruch or a Ka'ara, the Alav, Marar, the Yerek Acher, you have Marar and you have another vegetable, the Karpas, right? Matzah, the Charoses, and then the Rambam adds, Vigufo Shel Keves HaPesach, that's the last line of the Mishnah, on Kuf Yudalad Omed Aleph is Ubasar Chagiga Shel Yom Arba Asar, and the Basar Chagiga, right, of the Chagiga of the 14. And then he says Ubizman Hazeh Mevin Al Shulchan Shnei Minei Basar Echad Zeichel Pesach Echad Zeichel Chagiga. Ram is just codifying what we have in the Mishnah and what the Gemara elaborates on. However, it's interesting. The Baalei Tosfos have an interesting question here, which I'm going to get to in just one second, which is based on a reality that makes all of this very complicated. So this source for bringing the Korban Chagiga, even though it's mentioned in the 10th parak as part of the Seder, the idea of bringing the Korban Chagiga in the process of Achilas Korban Pesach is mentioned in an earlier Mishnah. This is on page 1, starting from 1. The Mishnah on Samach Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Emasai Mevi Chagiga Imo. When do you bring this mysterious Korban Chagiga of Yudalad? When do you bring it? So the Mishnah says, Bizman Shehuba Bechol B'Tahara U'Bemuat. U'Bizman Shehuba B'Shabbos B'Meruba U'Betuma Ein Mevin Imo Chagiga. Very interesting Mishnah. Very puzzling din. Mishnah says that this is the Mishnah, basically, that there's something called the Chagiga Siyudalid, but it also tells us that it's only brought in certain circumstances. Those circumstances are that Pesach falls out on a weekday, not on Shabbos, meaning you're not going to be Doche Shabbos for this Chagiga Siyudalid. How come? You would be Doche Shabbos for a regular Korban Shekavu Lozman. What's that?
Chagigas Tesvav.
The Chagigas Tesvav would be brought on a Shabbos. Right? A bit Tahara, meaning if you're Tame, even though we do allow the Korban Pesach to be brought Betuma, we won't allow the Chagigas Yudalid. Uben Muat. Now, what does b'muat mean? So, muat means that, let's assume we'll interpret for the moment, like most Rishonim, and that is if you don't have a big, if you don't, if uben muat, if you have a little bit of basar, not, you know, too much, so then you would bring a chagigas yudalid. So that you could first eat the Chagigas Yudalid, right, and then you would, you know, finish up by having the Korban Pesach. Okay, but if it's B'Shabbos or B'Meruba, I mean, you have a lot of the Basar, and therefore you don't need, let's say, you know, to feed the people Chagigas Yudalid, we'll explain what we mean in a minute, or B'Tumah, in this situation, Ein Mevi and Imo chagiga. That's what the Mishnah says. Then the Mishnah goes on, chagiga haisa ba'a min atzon, min abakar, min akfasim, min aizim, min azkar, min anakevos, min acheles, l'shnei yamim, v'layla echad. This mysterious korban could be brought either from tzon, bakar, kvasim, or izim, even though the korban Pesach could not be brought from bakar, and the korban Pesach could not be brought the kebab. But, and also it's necheles, l'shnei yamim, v'layla echad, as opposed to korban Pesach, which also didn't have shnei yamim. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So, then the Gemara goes on and explains, Amar Avashi, the next entry, right in the line 10, Shema minah chagigas arba asar lav chovayim. It must mean that this korban, chagiga, that's brought on the 14, is not an obligatory korban. Diso kadaita chovahi, if it was really a chova, tesi b'shabbos, right? Then it's a korban shekavua lozman. It should be brought on Shabbos. The tesi b'meruba. It should be brought even if there's plenty of basar in the korban Pesach, right? The tesi b'tumah, right? So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. U'b'miu miu maitaima asya. So then why do we bring it at all when we have the right circumstances? Right, when it's b'mu'ad, when it's chol, when it's tahara, if it's not an obligatory korban, what's the point? So the Gemara says, remarkably, k'netanya, chagiga haba ma'pesach, necheles tchila, the korban chagiga, which is brought with the korban Pesach, the order of eating it is that you eat the chagiga sedalid first, and then you eat the korban Pesach, k'dei shehe pesach nechal alasof. So when it comes down to eating the korban Pesach, you're not, you know, eating it as if you're famished, you're starving, right? Which, you know, colors, I guess, the way that we would look at the experience of Korban Pesach. But you're eating it with dignity, right? You're eating it, you know, as a luxury, we'll call it. You're eating it in a fashion, right, which reflects, right, a certain state of satisfaction. And so on. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So this is a very fascinating Gemara, right? The Gemara basically is telling us that the Korban Chagigas Yedaled is somehow connected to the requirement to eat Korban Pesach Al Asova, and that's how the Rishonim all explain the din of Muat and Meruba, with the possible exception of Rambam, which we'll get to. Why? Because if you have enough Korban Pesach, right, so then you really don't need the Korban, you know, Chagiga. But if you don't, so then we're worried that you can only have a little bit of meat, it's late at night, right, it's going to look like you're gulping down the, you know, Korban Pesach, you know, and that is an inappropriate way, you know, to fulfill this particular mitzvah. So Mu'ad and Merubah is going to be a factor in Achila Lasova, and therefore it's going to dictate whether or not you require a Chagiga Siddalid or not. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So what's very interesting is that the Bali Tosis on Daf Kufid Dalid on the base, commenting on the Mishnah and the extension of the Gemara that you bring Shnei Tavshilin to the Ka'ara on the night of the Seder, one Zecher L'Chagiga, one Zecher L'Pesach. So Tosis says, well, Lord Tosis raises the question, maybe you shouldn't have to do that if Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos. Because if Pesach was Chal B'Shabbos, we wouldn't be eating the Chagiga Siyadalit. So if Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, you shouldn't need Shnei Tavshilin Zecher, either. So Tosis goes back and forth on this particular issue. Tosis says, I'll just read it to you. I should have put it on the sheet, but I forgot to put it on. Echad zecher lepesach, echad zecher lechagiga. Kishachal yudalad lios b'shabes. Ein tzarech rak bishul echad. Dechagigas yudalad ein adokas ha-shabes. Miu, Omari, Demikomoko, Men Lechalek. Nah, maybe you shouldn't make the distinction. The Dami, Lechova, Ima Yunumanichim, Milaso, Shnea, Tavshil. If you make too big a deal of it, it sounds like that when you have it, it's a chova. And that's not true either. Okay, maybe it is. We'll see in a moment. These are two considerations. Number one is that, you know, if you're very strict about it, it may look like it's more of an obligation than it is, and we don't want to inflate the importance of this chagigas yudalid. You can see where Tosa's orientation already is. On the other hand, it could also have the opposite effect, and that is that if you don't have it, you know, this 1 year, you're not going to have it the next year, maybe for the similar, opposite and similar reason, meaning it's a kind of a more trivial thing to begin with, right? And therefore, don't make such a fuss on the one hand. Moreover, you know, people don't really know. You need it, you don't need it. Even when you need it, you don't really need it. So if you don't have it 1 year, maybe they won't have it the next year, right? V'ein shum chashash imanu osin. But if you do it, what's the big deal? So you have another tavshil on your ka'ara. Apagav lo tzara. Teleka lemeches shami yibana beis ha-migdash v'yomru shtaka dasinu zecha l'chagiga b'shabes. Are you really worried that the beis ha-migdash, you know, halavai is going to be, you know, built the next year? And people are going to say, oh, last year was Shabbos. You know, we sat in Jamaica Estates. And, you know, we didn't have two tavshilim. So we don't need two tavshilim now, or the other way, right? Bahashtanami, nakriva b'shabbos, right? Ta'akrova, mesur l'zrizin. We're not worried about it because the kohanim know what they're doing, right? They're very cautious and careful. Ukshishibana Moshe of the Aaron, yehei manu. Very nice, Tosis, Moshe and Aaron are going to preside over all of this. Wow. V'leke l'mitoi, right? Who's going to start up with them? They're going to know the halachos. Achabala haniach milaso shnei tavshilin ein mazir no so, right? So basically, Tosa says, you know, we don't have to get too excited one way or another. But it's fascinating that I already read the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't make any distinction, right?
What does my
Shiva
have to do with
Shemigwana? Sounds like you have an answer that you want to get.
No, I don't.
No, no, he's just exaggerating on the Zrizim idea. They're saying Moshe Aaron are going to be there. They're going to be presiding over
this. Tosas has a sense of humor.
What?
They have a sense of humor. Tosas.
I don't have a sense of humor, but I mean, you know, they're throwing in a little bit. All I'm saying is, well, what's the impression you get from this talk? It's an interesting question, right? Namely, should you have the Shnei Tavshilim on a Shabbos? And Tosa is saying, listen, the considerations are, don't make too much of a fuss, you know, don't worry so much in either directions, and
Tosa's
so
also, does he mention that the Tavshilim don't have to be Basar? Is that Tosa's also?
Yeah, well, earlier Tosa says, what are the Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Tzli, Zechel Pesach, Mevushal, Zechel Chagiga. Are we worried about that also? Below Nihira, the Kaimelon Kiven Temo, we'll get to that in a second. Tein Chagiga Nachela Selet Sleep, right, and so on. Lekach Nihira, the Travayu Mevushalim. That's all.
The Tosa's word like meat also? Is that not clear
in Tosa? I mean, yeah. What about whether it can be meat at all? It's not clear. There are some other Rishonim who discuss that, but yeah.
Oh, and what does it mean,
Tumah?
When he says the Korban Pesach can be brought to
Tumah, what does that
mean?
The Korban Pesach can be brought to Tumah.
I mean, is the person's
Tumah? Yeah, or maybe the Rov Tumah. I don't want to go into details, but Tumah Dechuyah.
So what do you need Pesach Sheni if it can be
in between? No. So that, I'm saying it depends. That depends how many people are Tumah. I don't want to get into those halakas at the moment. But under certain conditions, you can bring a Pesach Betumah. You can never bring a Chagiga Betumah. So this, the truth is that the Bali Tosis view of Chagiga Sudalid, as you can see, is that they don't consider it to be a major and central thing. And that is very consistent with Tosis's view later on in the main Sugya, where Tosis says the following. Look at the Tosis here on Ayin Amud Aleph. Starting from either 28 or 30, when Tosas explains that it's lav chovahi, Tosas says klomar, right? Eino chayev mina Torah. lahavia. The Gemara says that the korban chagiga siyadalid is not a chova, and that's why it depends on the circumstances. The Gemara does not say that it is, at least not here. The Gemara does not say that it's rabbana. They say that it's not a chova, it's not obligatory. Tosa says that what this means is that it's not minat Torah. And we'll see in a moment, the Gemara in Chagiga makes it sound that way. But there are two Gemaras. One Gemara, the Gemara here in Psachim, and Daf Ayin Omer Aleph, characterizes Chagiga Siyadalev as being lav chovahi. The Gemara in Chagiga, which we'll see in a couple of minutes, says lav doraisahi. So what's interesting is that, in a way, the Bali Tosis read Psachim kind of in light of Chagiga, and I think that the Rambam read Chagiga in light of Psachim. But we'll get back to that. So the Bali Tosis say, Klomar inachai minat Torah lavia, diso kadai techova minat Torah, if it was obligatory, and it was a biblical law, shuvei non lomar, sheish chiluk ben Shabbos l'chol. There should be no difference in Shabbos and Chol. Have a korban, a kavua lo zman. Because when you have a korban, which is kavua lo zman, which has a specific time, it's docha Shabbos. Right? I mean, the musafim of Shabbos are docha Shabbos. And so on. And Yom Tov. The tesi bimaruba betuma. Moreover, you should bring it under all circumstances, whether it's muat or meruba, in terms of how much korban pesach you have to eat. Or whether you're tahor or you're tameh. That's how he reads the Gemara. The Omer Riva, and then Tosis goes even further. Meaning, why is it necessary to eat the Korban Pesach in a state of sadedness, of being sated, of being satisfied? I described it before in terms of dignity, right, is a certain perspective, an orientation, right? And that's, I think, true, certainly according to the Rambam. But the Bali Tosis, based on the Yerushalmi, suggests that the requirement of Achila Lasova is also not a fundamental requirement. Rather, Hainu Midrabanan, the din of eating Achilas Pesach, not when you're ravenous, but when you're, you know, eating it as a delicacy, right? That's a din drabanan. Why? Gzeira mishum shviras etzem. Torah says you're not allowed to break the bones of a korban pesach, right? And we're worried that if you're like very, very hungry, you know, that you're going to snap the bones, right? You're going to get carried away when you eat. So they wanted you to eat ala sova to protect shviras mishum shviras etzem. And then they wanted you to bring a chagiga siyadalid, right, to make sure that you would eat it ala sova. You see what's going on here. Shem lo ha'isava ala sova mitokshu ra'ev lechol ha'basar. He's so ravenous. Shesaviva atzamos ha'yabalidei shvirasan. So basically, it's a double drabanan. The din of Chagiga Siddalit, according to the Rambam, in the way that we, according to the Bali Tosis, sorry, in the way that we paskin, is really a double drabanan. The din of ala sova is a drabanan, according to Yerushalmi, because of Gzeiras Shviras Atzalmos, and the din of Chagiga Siyadalid, right, is a way of, you know, distancing you even further from Shviras Atzalmos. You know, it's a way of ensuring sova. Yeah.
I don't understand why Meruba and Muat is a consideration. If you don't have the Korban Chagiga, you're going to start off eating that Korban Pesach hungry.
Well, no, because it's a. I think it's a kind. I understand the question. It's a kind of a paspasalo, you know, kind of thing. Meaning, you know, they serve you this massive, you know, piece of korban pesach. So you're not, you know, there's plenty to go around. If it's a little piece and you're hungry, right? So that's the idea behind it. Okay. So then, the Bali Tosis run into problems. The Kashalari, the Hashda Mashma, the Rabbanan, the Ben Tema, the Besamu Chavachagigas Arbasar, derabanan ulekamon mashma shehim in haTorah. Ah, so what's he talking about? So number one, there is a figure called Ben Tema, who seemed to have accorded much greater importance to Chagigas Yudalin than the Bali Tosfos are suggesting that you know, his counterparts did. So what is that? So look here at number 18, or 16 or 18, or however you want to look at it. There's a continuation of the Gemara. Gemara says, Yiboylu. Leben Tema, I'm sorry, earlier. line 14, sorry. The Gemara says, V'necheles l'shnei yamin. The Mishnah says that this Korban Chagiga of Yodalit is eaten for 2 days and a night, right? V'necheles l'shnei yamin. So the Gemara says, Matzisin d'loke ben Tema. Tanya, ben Tema omer, Chagiga haba ima Pesach, harehi ke Pesach, v'ein n'necheles l'yom v'layla. Ben Tema felt that the Chagiga Yodalit is like a mirror image of the Korban Pesach itself. The dinim of Korban Pesach apply to Chagigas Yudalit. Okay? And that's why the timing, like Korban Pesach, is Yom Balayim. So then the Gemara says, oh, how far do Ben Tema go with this idea? Yiboylu. Li Ben Tema nachelas tzli oi nachelas tzli. Korban Pesach has to be roasted, not cooked. Is that true for the Chagigas Yudalit? Is the comparison only with regard to how much time he can keep it before he has to burn it? But not every detail. It doesn't have to be roasted, does it? Right? What do you mean? In the Manishtana, right? Even the Chagigas Yudalit. So it must be Ben Tema, Shema Amina. Then the Gemara says, okay, let's go even further. Iboiluhu. Le Ben Tema, Bomin Abakar, O Eina Bomin Abakar. Because the Mishnah says that it can come from the Bakar, and Korban Pesach cannot come from Bakar. Bomin Anakevos, O Eina Bomin Anakevos. Korban Pesach cannot come from Anakevos. Ba Bashtai Shteshanim, O Eina Ba Bashteshan. Again, picking out right issues which the Korban Pesach has strict rules and limits. Do these apply also to the Chagiga Yudalit? So the Gemara says, Ki Akshe Rachmana lePesach lMidi Dachila. Have a kol mili lo, Odim Aloshna. Like, where do you draw the line? Toshma Chagiga Habama Pesach Harehi kePesach. Bamin Atzon veEin Bamin Abakar. Bamin Azcharim veEin Bamin Anakevos. Ba bashnasa in a ba, right, bashteshanim. There's a brisa that actually says that all the details of Korban Pesach apply to the Chagigas Yudalit. Wow. The ena nacheles ela liyom v'layla. The ena nacheles ela tzli. The ena nacheles ela leminuyav. Ooh. Even need a chabura, the same chabura that you need for Korban Pesach, you need a chabura for the Chagiga. So the Gemara says, man shamas like the islei haisvara ben tema. Shmamina, kula mil sabi'inan. Shmamina. Then the Gemara says, Yiboylu leben tema, yesh bo mishum shviras etzem, oim bo mishum shviras etzem. Is there even a din? I mean, everybody agrees that the Chagiga Yudalit is not the Korban Pesach, right? Is there a din of shviras etzem? Af agav, nechiyak shirachmane lepesach, amar krab bo velo b'chagiga. That's a unique din to Korban Pesach. Odilma, Haibo b'kosher v'lo b'pasul da'asa. And the Gemara goes on. So according to Ben Tema, it's very hard to say, right, that this is, right, only a dindra banan, which serves the function of kedei sviya, which in turn serves the function of shvira satsim. First of all, the Gemara is a safek, whether shvira satsim might not even apply to the Chagigas Yudalit. Right. Secondly, if the only point was, you know, to be a filler, to make sure, you know, to make sure, you know, to protect Shviras Etzem Lechol Ala Sova, then why does the Chagigas Yudalit have to have all the dinim of Korban Pesach? Right, the Mishnah Melech has a whole safek. What about the din of Aleha Hashleim? According to Ben Tema, there's a rule that all the karbanos, almost all the karbanos, have to be brought in between the karban tamid shel boker and the karban tamid shel bein arbaim. That's like the, you know, the frame of the day, if you will, you know, the beginning and the end of the day for karbanos. Korban Pesach is an exception. Korban Pesach is outside, after Halel Hashleim of the tamid, of the afternoon tamid. So the question is, what about Chagigah Sidalit? So clearly, according to Ben Tema, there's much more going on here. Moreover, the Gemara suggests that we darshan the psukim in such a way that, at least according to Ben Tema, possibly even according to the Rabbanan, that there are certain psukim that imply that there is a prohibition to leave over the basar of the chagiga, in the same way that it's also to leave over the basar of the Korban Pesach. Now, if that's true, you can't say that it's a din derabana, because our psukim in the Torah that are referring specifically to chagiga sudah. So the Bali Tosus raises question. That's what the koshelery. The hash demashma the rabbanon the ben tema the besamuch have the chagiga sudalid derabanan. We just finished saying that, right? That the way we paskin, the whole din of Chagiga Sidalit is only a din drabanan. Well, come on, but later on, mashma shehim in Torah. The Tanya, lo yolin mina basar, you're not allowed to leave over the basar of the korban. Li made al Chagiga Sidalit shenacheles l'shnei yamim, that you have 2 days, but if you leave it over more than 2 days, right, it's a specific prohibition of layalin min abasar of the chagiga. So that means that the Torah is speaking about chagigas yadalit, even according to the Rabbanan of Ben Tema, because Ben Tema said you have only 1 day and night, right? So how can it be that it's a din drabban? Oh. So the Bali Tosus answer is shlomer da ashkachan beperakama de chagiga tana de svirulei shehim drabbanan. The Kamravashi or Kamashmalan, Chagigas Chamisha Asar, right, in Chagigas Arba Asar, lo, Alma Kasavar Chagigas Yidalid, Lav, the Raisahi, Bahashtal Ben Tema, Ulatana Lila Kaman, the Isu Chagigas Yidalid, the Raisa, Dochi Shabbos, Bahashtal Asa Shapra, Hidurash Tamidishchat, right, Barbasa Shakalios Bishabbos. Bali Tosus basically say, listen, there are three views. There's Ben Tema, who obviously thought that Chagiga Sidalid is the Raisa and practically mimics the Korban Pesach. We don't paskin like Ben Tema. Okay? That's clearly what he believes. Right? Then...
So you should bring it on Shabbos, according to Ben Tema?
According to Ben Tema, in the Gemara it's not clear. But Tosus will say, yes, that you bring it on Shabbos. But Tosus says even more. Tosus says, the man damar who says that we darshan the pasuk, lo yalin, as referring to Chagiga Sidalid, even though it's not Ben Tema, doesn't require everything to be exactly like Korban Pesach, he also thinks that Chagiga Sidalid is Doraisa, and would be brought on Shabbos, Betuma, and even Bemeruba. That's his big chiddush. However, we paskin like the Mandamar, right, who holds that Chagiga Sidalit is not a chova, and if it's not a chova, it's only drabban. Okay? So the Gemara that he's referring to in Chagiga, I'm just going to take a minute to explain the two references that he makes, is as follows. There it really sounds like what Tosa says. So turn to page 2 for a minute, and look at number 16. It says here, Talmud Babli Chagiga Zainomid Beis. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, the quote of the Mishnah, Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach Beis Shammai Omer Min Achulin Beis Hillel Omer Min Amaiser. Okay, what this means is, this is a debate Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether you can bring the Chagiga of Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the 15th, right? Can you only bring it from neutral money? Or even from Maaser Sheni. Typically, the rule is that you're only allowed to bring a korban chova from chulin, from money that is neutral. Money that you have to spend on a davar shemikdusha, you can't use that money to, you know, to fund your obligations. You can only use that money to fund, you know, nedavos, donations. Okay. So the Gemara says, how come we're talking about the chagiga of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag? Maishno chagiga Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach? Why that particular chagiga more than any other chagiga? So the Gemara says, Omer Ravashi, Hakamashmalan chagigas chamishasar in. This is a discussion about a chagiga that is brought on the 15th day, the first day of Yontem. But chagigas are ba'asar, lo. The chagiga that is brought with the Korban Pesach on the 14th, no, there's no discussion about that. Everybody admits you could bring that from Mos Maaser Sheni because it's not a real obligation. Alma kasavar, chagigas yudalid, lav doraisa. Here the Gemara doesn't just say that it's not chova, they say that it's not minat Torah. Okay. So this is what Tosus was referring to when Tosus said, well, it's pretty explicit in chagiga that the main Manda Amar thinks that chagigas yudalid is not minat Torah. And if you look at Tosus in chagiga itself, he has the same idea. Alma kasavar chagigas yudalid lav doraisa, says Tosus, the next one. Number 22, just trying to show you the consistency in Tosis. Ein lahakshos t'tanya b'perek elu dvarim b'psachim lo yalin min abasar. But the Gemara says in Psachim that there are psukim that refer to this mysterious chagigas yedalid. Limin ha-chagigas yedalid shenachelos l'shnei yamin v'layla echad. Alma sfira dehaba d'raisa. The ode. Ashkan tana hasam deina nacheles el yom v'layla echad. Then Tema says that you have to get rid of it after one day and one night. Mashma the Islay Doraisa. Abopaligai Dakhtana Damar Shneyam in Valela. Sounds like they argue about a detail. How much time do you have for this korban? But they both agree that it's a real korban Doraisa. Says Tosis Vieshlomar, the Savar Katana de Masisim, Parakeludvarim, the Tsan Emasai Mavini Mochagiga Bizman Shabba Bakol Batara Bimuad, Bizman Shabba Bashabas Maruba Obatuma Emavin. And Ken Mashma the Lav Chova, the Pa'amim Lo Asya, Kedekam Rav Ashi Hasam B'Gemar. So Tos says there in Chagiga, the same as he says in Psachim, right? Which is exactly the same, pretty much, as what he says on Kuf Yedalid in Arvei Psachim, which is that there is an argument, but that the Mishnah, which we paskin like, which says that you only bring Korban Chagigas Yedalid under certain conditions, right? B'muat, b'chol, b'tara, that's the one that holds that it's all drabana. And that's how we paskin. End of story. That's the Bali Tosis. There is another Mandamar who disagrees, and that's also what Tosis refers to on Nun Tesamid Beis. I'm not going to go to that right now, but the Gemara says on Daf Nun Tesamid Beis, the Gemara talks about whether or not, you know, if Yud Dalit is on Shabbos, right? So, if your dalit is on Shabbos, so there's a problem of what we call, korbanos of Shabbos, yeah, of korbanos of chol being nikrav on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, right? So the Gemara says, if you look here, I'll just show you one second. If you look at the Gemara on Nun Tesamid Beis, here. On the bottom of page 1, the Gemara says, there, you can skip a little bit. Look at line 44. Rami le Rav Safra le Rav, Ksiv lo yolin laboker zeva chaga pesach. Laboker de la yolin, hakol alay le yolin. Right? That seems to say that you're allowed to burn the emurim, you know, the things that need to be burned on the mizbeach of the korban chagiga sedalid, the night, right, of the night, that night. V'aksiv olas Shabbat, b'Shabbatov, olas chol, b'Shabbos. But if it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn, right, the emurim of a korban that was brought, the chol. Right, v'lo olas, chol the yom tov. So the Gemara says, Amalei Karam Yonehele Rababa Barchiel Rababo, the Shonele Hoche Barbasa Shecholios Peshabbos Haskina. The case is a case where Yudalid was on a Shabbos. The Chelve Shabbos, Kraven B'Yom Tov. And the point is that even though you're not allowed to be Makriv Chelve Chol B'Yom Tov or B'Shabbos, you're allowed to be Makriv Chelve Shabbos, right, B'Yom Tov. This is called Chelve Shabbos, even though it's a Shabbos Korban, but it's a Korban that was brought on Shabbos. Okay. So, the Bali Tosis here in Psachim asks the question. They say, I don't understand. Right? The fact is, what are we talking about? Chagigas Yudalid. But Chagigas Yudalid can never be brought on the Shabbos. Because that's the whole point of the Mishnah. Right? So they give other answers. Tosas on Ayin Omid Aleph is referring to that when Tosas says, oh, no, this is according to that other Mandamar, the one who holds the Daraisa. We don't paskin that you can bring it on Shabbos. Right? But really, it's an argument.
The Mandamar holds the
Daraisa. Now, so now I want to get to the Rabbah. So this is all just to give the background, or not the background, this is the Bali Tosas view in Chagiga, in Psachim Daf Kuf Yudalid, in Psachim and Daf Nun Tesamud Beis, and especially in Psachim Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, that so far the upshot of all this is there's something called Chagigas Yudalit. Ben Tema thinks that it's practically a mirror image of the Korban Pesach, right? It has the dinim of and it's the Raisa. There's another Manda Amar who thinks that Psukim are telling you, right, that you the time frame and that you have to burn it in time. They also think it's Daraisa. What Tosus' Kiddush is, that for Ben Tema, and for that other Mandamar, the Chidushim of the Mishnah do not apply. That's Ben Tema, and this other Mandamar will say, Chagigas Yudalid is like Chagigas Tezvah. We'll have to explain that in a minute. You bring it B'Shabbos, you'll bring it B'Tuma, you'll bring it B'Meruba and B'Muad, it won't matter. The Mishnah and the Psak that we accept that limits Chagigas Yudalid says the whole thing is a Dirabban, it's a double Dirabban. That's why we limit it. It's a Sova is Shviras Etzem, and Chagigas Yudalid occasionally helps you out with Sova. Yeah, now your question.
If you hold as Daraisa, according to those Tanayim that held Chagigas Yudalid as Daraisa, they will still hold it, you have to be in a separate Chagiga of Tezvah.
Yes. Absolutely. So then you wonder, you might as well just say it right now, according to Tosus's view of Ben Tema, and according to this other, you know, Deya, that Tosus thinks is, the Rambam might think it's a phantom Deya, I'll show you in a minute, but that's this other third Deya, right? What is this Chagigas Yudalid? It's still a good question to ask, because you still have to bring Chagigas Tezvah. The answer seems to be that they hold that Korban Pesach is a kind of, or the day of Korban Pesach is a kind of a Yom Tov. It's like a Moed. And therefore it requires a Chagiga. But it requires a typical Chagiga. Yeah.
Is the other way, why call it a Chagiga?
Right, and you're agreeing.
Yeah.
I agree. That's very important, except that it's on the one hand, it's a very powerful idea. On the other hand, it gets cut on the editing floor. Because we don't paskin like Ben Tema, and we don't paskin like that other, according to Bali Tosis. So all we're left with is a Chagigas Yudalid, which is a Din D'Rabbanan. Very nice. I'm not Chalila. But it's not a principle. It doesn't tell us anything about Korban Pesach. What I want to show is that the Rambam thinks that there aren't three Mandamrim, there aren't two. And the Rambam even thinks that Ben Tema probably believes in the Mishnah, mostly, and that the Rambam thinks that Chagigas Yudalit is a very important institution, notwithstanding, and in some respects because also of its limitations. Yeah?
No, I just want to say that it makes sense that the Korban, it seems like it's, if you have like a large group, and so you want to have like addition to lead the group, so you have like addition korban.
Min Chagigas Yudalid.
Yeah.
No, it does. The only thing that's mechudash about Bali Tosis is, and a lot of people go with the Bali Tosis because they're the Bali Tosis. So that became the dominant view. If you act like, if you wake up most people in the middle of the night and you say to them, like, what's the Chagiga Sidalid? You know, they'll just say, oh, yeah, yeah, Shrasatsam and Sova. That became the accepted view because the Bali Tosis say it all over the place and they're very, very authoritative. And basically what they're saying is it's a way of adding. You know, but instead of just saying, oh, it's a way of adding because everybody wants a lot of food, they're explaining that it's a way of protecting, you know, from eating it improperly, particularly very narrowly, but very importantly, obviously, Shviras Etzem, that's another thing to point out. Shviras Etzem for the Bali Tosis isn't just an Iser. It's, you know, there's a lot built on Shviras Etzem. Yeah?
If it's a clone of Book of Pesach,
not fully, but according to Ventema.
But the Korban Pesach, according to many, many of the Tanoim, is only not one to Chatos. And here the Korban Chagiga is eaten the whole night.
So that's a question, too. Everybody agrees that, even according to Blazer and Azariah, that you only eat the Korban Pesach at Chatos, yeah. The din of Loyalin, the Nosar, is only Baboker. Right. So that part. Yeah, no, I'm saying. So that's not so that, you know, that's something else to add to the Ben Tema list.
It's a right. Tema.
Yeah. A Tema to Ben Tema. So what I want to show briefly is that the Rambam had a totally different view of all this. Number one, the Rambam's view is that there's no relationship between Shviras Etzem and Achila Lasova. That's a topic in its own right, which we did, I think, some years ago. Obviously connected also to part of this, but this. I'm expanding much more on this side of it. The Rambam, of course, records the Isser of Achilas of Shviras Etzem, but you know the Rambam is a very organized work, and if he wanted to tell us that Achila Lasova was an adjunct of Shviras Etzem, it would have been very easy for him to either say it. Not only did he not say it, but the way the placing of these halachos makes it clear that they have absolutely no connection whatsoever. For example, the Rambam speaks about Shviras Etzem in the beginning of Perek Yud Hilchos Korban Pesach. If you look at Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, which we have somewhere, second. Okay, page 5. Yeah. Halacha Aleph, I just put it there for that reason. Hashover etzem pesach tahar reza lokesh, nemar v'etzem lo tish brubo. V'chein nemar v'pesach sheni, by the way, as we'll see in a moment, v'etzem lo tish brubo. Havala pesach shubo v'tuma, shubo etzem ena lokeh. Okay. So this is the din of, and then he goes on for about 7-8 halachos speaking about the dinim of shviras etzem. But the Rambam already earlier mentions the din of sova. The Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halacha Gimel, I think. Is it somewhere here?
Page 2.
Okay, page 2, thank you. Perek Ches Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Namuvkar, Lecho Basar Pesach Achila Sova. So number one, he calls it Mitzvah Namuvkar. Right? According to Bali Tosis, it's not mitzvah menamuvkar, it's, according to the Yerushalmi that Tosis quotes, it's an aspect of the gzeira. It's a gzeira, basically, shema yochal, the yishbar sa'atzev. Ram has it in Perek Ches, before he mentions shviras etzem, which is only in Perek Yud, and he calls it mitzvah menamuvkar lechal basar pesach akilas sova. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, in the one that I mentioned before, Mitzvos Asei Nun Vav, the last one on the sheet here on page 5, but he wants to prove that Korban Pesach is, you know, the most prominent, the most independent. You can't compare, you can't even think that Maror is a mitzvah pnei atzma. So one of the proofs that the Rambam gives is from, by quoting the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, you might think that the din of achila al asova, right, eating it when you're in a dignified way, in a, you know, calm way, right, in an enjoyable way, in a, you know, where you're savoring it, I guess is the right way to say it. You might think that that should apply to matzah and maror too, says the Mechilta. You should know the din of sova applies only to korban pesach. It doesn't apply to matzah and maror. That's where the Rambam quotes. That's one of the, his proofs that korban pesach is more prominent than maror and even than matzah. Here, look at it here on line 27. Everybody have it? Yeah. The Sham Amru, Yochluhu, this is according to Mechilta, Mikan Amru Chachamim HaPesach Nechal Achila Sova, the Ein Matzu Maror Nechalin Achila Sova, She'ikar Mitzvah Achila Sabasar, Kamo Shamar Achil Sabasar V'laylaze, V'amaror Mehanigrar Achar Psar Pesach V'chiyuvav, Kamo Shizbar Melishonos Elu L'mishi Yavinam. Anybody who gets it understands is what we're saying. Why am I telling you this now? This is further proof that the Rambam thinks that achila alasova has nothing to do with shvira satsa. Right? Because otherwise, you know, it wouldn't be a gauge of the relative importance or prominence of korban pesach when compared with matzah and maror. There's no shvira satsa than matzah and maror. Right? Moreover, if it was even something like that, it wouldn't be a gauge in prominence. Rambam's saying the din of achilat sova has to do with the prominence or the particular character of korban pesach. Maybe cheirus, maybe... Well, we'll get to it if we get a chance. But the point is that it's something which, in theory, could have applied to matzah and to maror. I'll just give you a... There are people who think that the requirement of sova is to do with other things. There's a Yerushalmi in Arve Pesachim. So, oh, the reason you have to eat out of sova, it's part of the calculation not to split up the chabura into two groups. If they'll, you know, if you're okal a sova, fine. Other people say it's a din in karbanos. Generally, in karbanos is a rule that you have to eat lemoshcha legedula. So the Mordechai in Arve Pesachim says, oh, that's the din of sova. It's not a din of korban pesach. It's in all karbanos. But according to the Mechilta that the Rambam quotes, Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlo in the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadigot also makes this point. He says this Mechilta that the Rambam is quoting in Sefer Mitzvos has nothing to do with Chabura, nothing to do with Shvira Setzim, has nothing to do with Lemoshko Legdula. Obviously the Rambam thinks that the din of Achilas Korban Pesach Alasova is something that has to do with the prominence of Achilas Korban Pesach, its centrality, and also maybe some of the theme of Cheiros or Anadding, or Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, you know, of Korban Pesach. Special din in Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then you could say that the fact that there's Sova here and not there, not in Matzah and Maror, proves that Korban Pesach is the most salient symbol. So the Rambam's view about the relationship between Sova and Shviras Etzem is different. But more than that, the Rambam's view of Korban Chagiga and its relationship to Sova is totally different. And here the Rambam has a little bit of a problem with the language of the Gemara, perhaps, on the one hand, but not with the Tosefta that the Gemara is quoting. If you notice, in Perek Ches, Halacha Gimel, which we just quoted, or was that on page 2, we said?
2.
On the bottom of page 2, so the Rambam says, Mitzvah min amuvcha lecha basar pesach achila sova. Lefikach, therefore, im hikriv shalmei chagiga biyodaled, if, right, and when he brings a shalmei chagiga on the 14th day, ocha mehen tchila v'yachakach ochel basra pesach kedei lizboa mimenu. What the Rambam says is, he doesn't say that the reason you bring a korban chagiga siyodaled is in order to accomplish sova. He says, if and when you bring a korban chagigas yadalid, then when it comes to the question of, like, which should you eat first, and which you should eat second, that is dictated by the factor of sova, which is what the Tosefta that the Gemara quotes. If you look at the Gemara sounds like Tosis, but the Tosefta it quotes sounds like the Rambam. I mean, the Gemara says, why do we even bring it if it's not a kova, right? So the Gemara says, here, or Ravashi Shmamina, it's line 10 on page 1. Chagiga Sida Olav Kova Hi. Viso Gadai the Kova, Tasib Shabbos, Tasib Ruba, Tasib Tuma, Uben Miyu. Then the Gemara says, Miyu, my Tama Asya. But so then why do we bring it if it's not a Kova? Right? And then the Gemara says, Kidatanya, that's a Brisa. The Brisa says, Chagiga Habama Pasach Nachelas Tchila, Kidei She Pasach Nachal Alasova. The Rambam's quoting the Brisa, but he's omitting the Gemara. Intentionally. Why? Because the Rambam doesn't think that the reason we bring Chagiga Sidalot is for Sova. He just thinks that when, if you ask me about the order, right, that has to do with Sova. Okay. How do I know the Rambam really thinks this is Daraisa? Because he says it. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, Alatar, which I didn't put on the text, on the thing here, but in this Mishnah, says when the Gemara says it's not a chova, it means it's a Rishus. Not that it's Drabanan, but it's a Rishus. And this is what the Rambam says also in Perek Yud, Hos Korban Pesach, Halacha Yud, Beis, and Yud Gimel. Can you look here for a moment? Somewhere, right? Okay, good. Kishu makriven is a Pesach barishon, makriven imo shlamim biyom yudalid min abakar o min atzon. Right? Gedolim o ketanim, skarim o nekevos, kekol zivke ashlamim, vizuya nikre is chagigas yudalid. Galzen nemar batorah, even though it's not so clear in the Torah, but it's the way we darshan the psukim. What's he quoting? Vizavachta Pesach la'ashem alokecha tzon abakar. The Rambam thinks this is Drabanan? Not if he's quoting Psukim, right? And which pasuk is he quoting? V'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzon u'bakar. Those are the Psukim that, you know, were quoted on Ayin Omidbeit that Tosa says is the phantom other mandamar, not the Mishnah. The Rambam says we pasuk like the Mishnah. And where does this Yudalid Chagiga come from? From these psukim. Emesai mevien Chagiga zu, bizman shuba b'chol b'tar b'muat. Avlim chol yom dali Yudalid lios b'shabbos o shuba b'pesach b'tumo shahu apsachim berubim. Ein mevien imo Chagiga vein makriven al apsachim bilbad. The Ram has his Mishnah, and he has the Limud too. So what does it mean when it says it's not a chova? That's the next Rambam. Look at Halacha Yigimel. Chagiga sarbasa reshus veina chova. It's not an obligation. It's an option. We'll call it a kiyum. V'nechelis l'shneyomim v'layla echad k'kozif cheshlamim. Basa v'anyech mibsar chagiga s'yudalid liyom gimel shenemar again. V'layolin min abasar asher tizbach ba'erev b'yom arishon laboker. The psukim are talking about this dvar ha-reshus. Right, ad boker shel yom sheni, v'moser ena lokel yisraf anoser, etc. Wow, look at Rambam Hilchos Korban Pesach Perek Yud Halacha Tesbam. By the way, very quickly on the other point, ma bein Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni, harishon aser b'chametz to bayirah v'ena nishka b'alcha. What's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Ein motzim menuchutz l'chabura, ton halabachi lasso. This is the point I want to make. Umevien imo chagiga. You talk about the requirements of the Daraisa requirements. They're all Daraisa requirements of Pesach Rishon. What's one of them? Mevien imo chagiga. Even though it's a rishus, I mean, we don't always bring it. Right? But apparently it's a kiyum and it's a din Daraisa. Is it connected to shmiras etzem or anything like that? After Shayyabah Batuma, Im nit marova kol, that's what we're talking about. Fine. Al pesach sheni chabetz amatzel ima babayis in a tone halabakilasa motzino sechutz chaburasa. These are the one I care about. Ein mevi'en imo chagiga. There's no chagiga for pesach sheni. Why do I care about that? Is there a din of sova in pesach sheni? Or is there a din of shviras etzem in pesach sheni? Ein above a tuma. Shneim dochen as a shabbos. Utun halal basiyasan v'nechalim tzliva bayisachra matzamara ein mosirin mehen ein shoverin bahen es haetzem. There's you're not allowed to do shviras atzamos. There should have been a din of sova, and there should have been a din of chagigas, or the equivalent of chagigas yadalit. Right, but according to the Rambam, they have nothing to do with each other. The only connection is the order between sova and that. And there's no connection to shviras atzem. But once again, it's clear that the Rambam holds that this is a din, the Raisa. That's what he has also in the Koteret to Hilchos Korban Pesach. This is 40, line 41 on page 3. Shelo yashir mi Pesach sheni laboker. Great. Shelo yashir mi psar chagigas yadalet ad yom shlishi. Mitzvah the Raisa. Sefer Mitzvos again. In the minyan of mitzvos, tarjag mitzvos, in the koteret, the Rambam goes on, explains the whole thing. The Rambam thinks this is a din d'oraisa. When it comes even to minuyim, look at perek dalet halacha yud. Hamafrish mos lepisko, vosiro yavi hamosar shlav. Hanimana acher ma pisco vial chagigaso. There's a minui, like a chabura, as we discussed, on Pesach and Chagiga. What is the Rambam's view of the sugya in Chagiga? Remember, the Gemara said in Chagiga that it's not daraisa. And that's the reason why you can bring it even from Maiser Sheni. So, another fascinating Rambam. Look at the Rambam. Hilchos Chagiga Perek Beis Halacha Yud, number 29, 30, 31, on page 2. Right? Yotzin Yisrael Yidechovas Shalmei Simcha Ben Adar Meredovas Maeser Behema Kohanim Dechata Saba Asham Bebechor Chazei Veshok Shemitzazui Lismach Makilas Basal Lefnei Hashem Arecha Aval Ein Yotzin Yidechovas Lo Beofas Lo Bemenachos Shein Basar Mesamech. Then he adds, this is where it gets interesting, line 33. Kvar biyarnu bepsachim shechagigas yadalid rishus. Doesn't say that ever in the Gemara. It says it's eino chova, and the Gemara in Chagiga actually says eino midaraisa. But the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayis in Psachim and in Hilchos Korban Pesach, if you remember, we just read, said it's not a chova, but it's a rishus. So even when you read the Gemara in Chagiga, he said, "Eino daraisa" doesn't mean it's not mina Torah. It means it's not obligatory mina Torah. Then he adds, "Lefikach." Therefore, this is a big therefore. Eino dem yotze yidei chovas Chagiga, ele yotze ba chovas simcha. Rambam says, seems to be saying, had Chagigas yedale been a chova, then you could fulfill the obligation of Chagigas Tesvav. That's what you asked me before. The Pashas, that's not true. But the Rambam's saying, it would have been true if that were the case. You asked me about Tosis, right? Yeah. So, but since Chagigas Yadalit is not a Chova, therefore you can't. So the Ravid jumps in exactly on that point. The Ravid says, Omar Vam Eni Odea Mai Lafikach. What's this Lafikach? Ba'osa Braisa Bentema Shona Osa. The Savar, Chagigas Yadalid, Chova Hiva Pasach. The possibility, you know, that maybe you could, you know, this could work for Chagigas Tezvav, or not, that's Bentema. And according to Bentema, it is something called Chagigas Yadalid, and there's something else called Chagigas Tezvav. and they're both doraisa, and therefore one cannot fulfill the other, says the Rambam. Aval rabbanan, keep it the reshusi, since it's not really a chiyuv, yotze af mishum chagiga, im hisnal alatzeis ba, v'shachta b'yodalet. Wow. Quite a chiddush. The Rambam says on the contrary. Chagigas yodalet, if you don't hold like bentema, is not really very much at all. So if the guy wants to make this his chagiga for the even though it's a little early, it's still a big chiddush, right? But even then, that he can do it. And then all the Nosa Kalim try to figure out the Rambam.
Yeah, Mari Kurkas.
What?
How can he go after the Talmid? It has no connection to Yudalid.
The Talmid?
Yeah, you're not allowed to bring.
I mean, Aleha Shleim.
Bonos, yeah.
You worried about Aleha Shleim. I told that's a question whether Aleha Shleim is applicable to Chagigas Yudal. That's the Mishnah Malach has that discussion. But it would seem that the answer for the Rambam is the exact opposite of the Raifit in a way. What the Rambam is saying is, listen, if Chagigas Yudalid were Chova, so maybe there wouldn't be a difference between, maybe that would be another way of saying that, you know, there are 8 days of Pesach, right? But because Chagigas Yudalid is different than Chagigas Tesvav, and yet, according to the Rambam L'shitaso, it's a chalos daraisa, still, all those psukim, it's just rishus. So, on the contrary, it's a chagiga, but it's not exactly the same chagiga. So, that's the point. So, what's really going on in the Rambam? So, I think the answer is very simple. Not so simple, but very, very basic.
Is it like the Gaon's word by Achilles Matzah on the 6 days? It's a
Kiyum? Yeah, maybe. But I think it's more like the other Gra that I like to quote. And that is, I do think it is like that. But I think it's more than that. So I think the idea is as follows. If you look at Parshas Emor, and we made this point in previous years, again, the Torah starts Elam Ode Hashem. You know, then it seems to have this intervening section on Shabbos, right? Then it starts with Pesach, but it doesn't start even then where you think that it should have started, or you would expect that it would start with Yom Tesvav, because that's the Moed, that's Chag HaMatzos. But it really does begin with Yom Yadalit, with the day of the bringing of the Korban Pesach, Bein Arbayim. And the Gra, I've quoted this in the past, the Hamikdavar al-Atar says anything in Parshas Moedim, right, has got to be a Moed. The Gra in Yoredeya, you know, in Hilchos Avelos, speaks about, you know, the following issue. This person is sitting Shiva, right? So how far does he go on Erev Shabbos? How far does he go on Erev Yontif? Right? He's going to stop. Say, take Yontif, right? But how far should he be sitting until Yontif? So, in Shulchan Aruch, in Chos Avelos, in the case of Erev Pesach, they say, you stop at Chatzos. And the Shach says, I don't understand why. After all, you should really, it's not Yontif until the evening. You should go until you need to really prepare for the Yontif. So the Gra, Kedarko, has a very pithy line in which he says, Psak is correct. After all, the psukim referring to the bring of the Korban Pesach appear in Parsha Samar. And therefore they're a moed too. Meaning, the Korban Pesach is a quasi-moed. Again, in years past, we've talked about aspects of this. Particularly, it's true for the Rambam, by the way, of all people. The Rambam talks about, you know, the chatzos, you know, the time of the beginning of the process of the Korban Pesach, in terms of its tremendous, the Gemara does, but the Rambam expands it, in terms of its impact on the Isur Shehiya of Chametz, can have Chametz around after that, it's connected to that idea. The Rambam expands the Isur Malacha, you know, Erev Pesach, makes it sound like it's a quasi Yom Tov kind of a din, even though Yerushalmi has it more pragmatically. People are getting busy, they have to get ready for their starim, they have to make sure there's no chametz, they shouldn't be doing work, right? The Rambam turned it into kind of an Isra Malacha. The Rabbeinu Hananel has this idea about Halel, that the Halel of preparing the Korban Pesach is a Halel of Yom Tov. There's a lot of evidence that there are Yom Tov aspects to Korban Pesach. But it's not a full Yom Tov. There's no real full Isra Malacha. There's no full Kedusha Sayom. It only begins at Chatzos. But the point seems to be, and this works out with the other point in the Rambam, that is that Korban Pesach is a very transformational korban. It isn't a korban that just reflects. It's a causative korban. When you bring the Korban Pesach, or bringing the Korban Pesach, doesn't just commemorate, right? It adds to, it enhances, it generates a certain level of sanctity. The Korban Pesach creates a moed. And that's why he does it in an unorthodox, you know, manner, not typical of regular Kedushas Yom Tov. But it does it nonetheless. And these are some of the expressions of it. And I think that the Rambam understood that that's the yisod of Chagigas Yudalit. That according to the, you know, as we said, according to the Bali Tosis, right, for Ben Tema, and for this other mandamar that they have, right, who are quoting Psukim, who think that Chagigas Yudalid is really a Daraisa. So these Bali Tosas say, well, if that's the case, then it's going to apply to Shabbos, it's going to apply to Tuma, you know, it's going to apply to Bimuatun and Bimurubin, because it's going to be a typical Korban Chagiga. And maybe even the Rambam was saying something like that when he said the word Lefikach in Chos Chagiga. He was saying, you know what? If this is going to be a Chagiga, which is a Chova, then it's really going to signify a kind of a Kedusha Sayom, or to some extent, you know, enough Kedusha Sayom. So maybe there's no need for two Chagigas, a Chagiga of Yudalit and a Chagiga of Tesvav. But in the end of the day, according to the Bali Tosas, since we paskin like this Mishnah with all these qualifications, so they end up saying Chagigas Yudalit, it's too qualified to be real, right? And therefore they think it's a din d'rabbanan. It's a double prop, or you know, a second prop, you know, for Shviras Etzem, and so on. But the Rambam thought this is the perfect way to project and to commemorate, you know, the quasi Kedusha Sayom that is generated by the Korban Pesach. There's a Chagiga Sidalit. Of course, it isn't a full Chagiga, because it isn't a full Yom Tov. It isn't Chag HaMatzos, it's Chag HaPesach. But it is something that enhances the Korban Pesach. According to the Bali Tosis, it's just striking, you know, that on the Seder plate, you know, you're going to put, you know, Shnei Tavshilin. You're going to put the Chagigas, you know, Yedalah there, because it's a hedge against Shviras HaEtzem? Maybe. But at the end of the day, that's why you can also understand, you know, the discussion of Tosis, when it's Chalios B'Shabbos, you know, you don't have to get too excited one way or another, right? But for the Rambam, even though you're not going to bring Chagigas Yedalah on Shabbos, what Chagigas Yudalit signifies always is an important facet of the impact of the Korban Pesach. Its prominence, and especially its impact. The Korban Pesach, as we've discussed many times, is a Korban of Amuna. It's the Korban that establishes Klal Yisrael. It's what Bris Mila does on an individual level, right, that is done on the level of the Tzibur. Right, that's why Chazal had this very remarkable comment based on the Psukim, both in Bamidbar and the Parsha in Baloscha, and earlier in Parsha's Bo, that you might think that when a ger is Mizgayer, that he'd have to bring Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach, Mitzvah Saseh Sheish Bakares, is the equivalent of Bris Milah. So that is something that creates a Yom Tov, or Mitzas Yom Tov, for Klal Yisrael. And perhaps the Chagigas Yedaled, again, if it's going to detract from, if it's going to be Betumah, or it's going to come at the expense of Chilul Shabbos, or the question is, what does Muatin and Merubin even mean? Mari Kurkis, with this I'll end, it's not a little overtime, but we have the minug that whenever there's not going to be a shir for the next like 3 weeks, that we have like an extra 5 minutes extension. So Mari Kurka says that for the Rama, Muat and Merubin doesn't mean what share each individual is going to get of the Korban Pesach. That makes sense for the Bali Tosas, because for them it's about Achila Lasova, Shviras Etzem. So as you say, even then your question is a good question. You know, we're worried that you're going to wolf it all down, right? But for the Rambam, nothing to do with Shviras Etzem. Nothing to do with Sviya. He doesn't say this, Mari Korkas, but this obviously implicit what he says. He says the issue of Maruba is something else. That is, you want the Chagiga, I'm adding to what he says, you want the Chagiga to contribute, to facilitate, to add to the Korban Pesach. You don't want it to compete with it and distract it and detract from it. So Merubin means if there are many Korban Pesachs to be brought, and by bringing Chagigas Yedaled, right, you're going to distract from the bringing of the Korban Pesach, then you're not going to bring it. Because the whole point of the Chagigas Yedaled is that it is a reflection of the prominence of the Korban Pesach. For Ben Tema Ad Kedei Kach, that it gets completely, right, subsumed and even transformed into it. And for the Rambam, there's every reason to think that even for Ben Tema, it's Lo B'Shabbos and Lo B'Tumah, and so on. He just argues about the details. If that's the case, so then you can really appreciate not only what this mysterious Chagigas Yedaled, with all of its seeming compromise, but it's perfect for what it's supposed to accomplish in Korban Pesach. But we can really also understand why it's sitting on the Seder plate. And even Bizman Hazeh, when there is no Korban, we're still keeping that prop? Yes, because that is a key didactic a reflection of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and of the impact that is reflected by the Korban Emunah of the Korban Pesach. So I want to wish you all a Chag Kasher V'Sameach.